From APM, this is the Dinner Party Download, your audio culture atlas. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, we tell you something that happened this week in history, then get a bartender to capture its essence in cocktail form.
It's like history's a car radiator with booze for coolant.
Fascinating. First, the history part. This week, back in 1852, a man was born who changed what the world ate for breakfast.
Michelle Phillippe's here to tell us about him.
John Harvey Kellogg wasn't your average 19th century doctor. At a time when the American diet was mainly meat and potatoes, he advocated vegetarianism. Today, we'd laud him for that, but we might question some other moves he said would lead to excellent health, like standing inside an electrified metal cage, or undergoing, sorry, there's no nice way to put this, daily water and yogurt enemas. At the Battle Creek Sanitarium in Michigan, John and his brother Will subjected willing clients to these and other unique health practices, and also put them on a diet of super bland foods. But one day, the brothers accidentally cooked up something kinda tasty. Apparently, Will boiled some plain old wheat, set it aside, and then ran off to attend to patients. When he got back, the wheat had gone stale. Will and John tried to roll the gunk into sheets, but instead it broke apart into flakes. These, the brothers toasted, and voila, a new kind of breakfast cereal. Or, as they called it, granos. Eventually, the brothers hit upon a granos recipe using corn and came up with a way better sounding name for it, cornflakes. Patients loved it, and soon Will set up a company to sell the stuff. Alas, John didn't share in the profits. He refused to join the company when his brother insisted on adding sugar to the recipe. Today, of course, Kellogg's cornflakes show up on breakfast tables worldwide, along with the familiar rooster logo on the box. By the way, while accounts vary, some say that logo's inspired by the Welsh word for rooster, Kellogg.
That was the history. Now for a drink to serve along with it. I am on the line with Pamela Vaughn. She is a bartender at Clara's on the River in Battle Creek, Michigan, which was the site of Kellogg's Sanitarium and is still the company's headquarters. Pamela, a story about medical quackery and cornflakes. I don't envy you turning that into a cocktail, but what did you come up with?
We came up with a drink. We named it the John Harvey.
The John Harvey, of course, yes. After Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
And it's a nice little breakfast smoothie.
A smoothie. Okay.
Yes.
So take me through making this thing.
So I put a full cup of milk in a blender. I put a tablespoon of honey, a tablespoon of cornflakes, and we used 5 dates.
Ah.
And then I used 3 cups of crushed ice. And I blended it all up and put some cornflakes on the top.
But where does the booze come in? What booze did you throw in?
We decided that we weren't going to do any booze. It's a more of a mocktail.
Oh.
Because John Harvey Kellogg was not really fond of drinking, and he was more on the healthy aspect of everything.
Do we have an idea of how against alcohol he was? Obviously, he was against a lot of stuff, including sugar.
Yeah, he was completely against it just because of the whole health aspect and because of his religion.
Oh, he was a Seventh-day Adventist, is that right?
It is right.
So they abstain from alcohol, I guess?
Yes, they do.
Well, there you go. Perfect for that crew. I have to say I'm a little sad this isn't somehow zapped with electricity. Like Kellogg's electric cage machine or something? Like,
I know.
Could you at least outline the glass with glowing wire?
Oh, how'd you know?
On the other hand, I do think some of Kellogg's other practices could have led you in some very unsavory directions.
Right.
So, America, thanks you for your restraint. All right, and you know, Brendan, one reason Kellogg favored bland foods?
Mm-hmm.
He thought sexual passion could lead to diseases like cancer, and
okay.
Bland food would decrease those passions.
All right.
That's
well,
Kellogg.
I guess there's nothing less sexy than cornflakes.
He did his job very well.
Muesli, on the other hand.
Anyway, people, you can find...
Good morning.
You can find plenty of mostly flavorful, now that I think of it, cocktail recipes at our website, dinnerpartydownload.org.